Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft again. Welcome back to this video series on building websites with Microsoft Web Matrix. Now, at this point, we've created the database for our contact data, and all we need to do is write the very simple code inside our CSHTML page to store that data in the database. So what I'm going to do here in my contact form is go down to the bottom of validation. You'll recall here we had this section, if validation errors equal false. And what we're going to do here is we're going to say if the validation errors equal false, then we're going to open our Contoso Karate database. So let's say var db equal, and here we're going to call database.open. And remember, case sensitivity is in place. Contoso Karate is the name of the database. Now notice I'm not specifying the .sdf extension. You could do that if you want to, but it's not a good idea because we may at some point need to migrate this to a full-blown version of SQL Server. And by just using the name and not the extension, I could, after migration, I could create a connection string that is Contoso Karate. So we don't want to use the SDF extension. All right, so we're going to say go ahead and open that. And then once I've done that, I'm just going to say db execute. And here, I'm going to execute some SQL. Now, so you don't have to watch me fat finger the entire statement. I'm going to copy and paste it, and we'll look at what it does. All right, so this is standard SQL syntax. There's nothing that's web matrix specific about this. So here we're going to say db execute insert into contact archive. That's the name of our table. Contact date, contact name, contact email, contact subject, and contact message. Now those are going to be the fields that exist in the contact table that we created. And then we're going to use parameterized queries, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. Remember, they start with 0 and they go to 4. If you start with 1, you'll get an error message about whatever the last one is. Now, these, excluding contact date, contact name, email, subject, and message are the local variables that we created here and populated by the form field variables that were submitted by the user. Now, the one we need to add here is we need to add a variable for the date, because we're just going to use the system's date and time for that. So we'll create a variable contact. Actually, just so we get the spelling right, let's grab the local variable that we said was going to be used and passed to the parameter to that insert statement. And we'll use that name, and we're just going to set it equal to date time dot now, which is a date time is a .NET object, and now is a property that represents the current date and time. All right. So down here, you can do this, and then we can simply say, give the user some indication that the record was saved. Of course, moving forward, we'll talk about exception handling in the event that something's gone catastrophically wrong with access to the database. But for right now, we're just going to worry about the database access syntax. So we can say contact record was inserted. Okay. So let's go ahead and run that, see if we have any syntax errors. And how do I sign him up? Let's say send. Ah, I didn't fix that little validation bug. Remember, we added the length field, and we said make it, if it's greater than 10, just so we could demonstrate. Let's set that to a reasonable value. Remember, we created it as 100 in the database, so we'll say if it's greater than 99. And if you're confused by what I just did, watch the previous video in this series, and you'll see that I introduced a false validation construct just for simplicity purposes. All right, so here we get the contact record was inserted from Joe Stagner, and here's what was inserted into the database. Now if I go back into my databases tool and double-click, notice here, we've got those submit forms. So we've got two of them because it actually succeeded the first time as well. Right, so if I want to get rid of one of those, I'll just highlight it and say go ahead and delete that one. And that's it. It's that easy to start using SQL code to insert records into the table that we've just previously created in WebMatrix. Thank you.